This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians in the sealed-off Gaza Strip are scrambling to find safety as Israeli strikes demolish entire neighborhoods. Hospitals run low on supplies, and a power blackout is expected within hours. That further deepened the misery of a war sparked by a deadly mass incursion of Hamas militants. Airstrikes smashed entire city blocks to rubble, a tiny coastal enclave, and left unknown numbers of bodies beneath mounds of debris. AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports Israel's siege of Gaza's already billing.
So what we see now, and what we will see in the coming days, are shortages of food, of fuel, electricity, and so forth. You also see people fleeing their homes, close to 10%, nearly 200,000 people, about 10% of Gaza's entire population, have been displaced and forced to flee their homes. They're staying either with relatives or in UN shelters that have been set up.
Israel has vowed unprecedented retaliation against the Hamas militant group ruling Gaza after its fighters stormed through the border fence Saturday and gunned down hundreds of Israelis. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived at NATO for meetings with alliance defense ministers to further drum up support for Ukraine's fight against Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is hosting a meeting of the Ukraine Contact Group to seek more weapons and ammunition for the war-ravaged country. NATO allies and partner countries will be waiting to hear precisely what kinds of military equipment Kyiv needs. The 31 allies and Ukraine will take part in the first NATO-Ukraine Council at this level. The forum was formally established in July as part of efforts to bring Kyiv closer to the alliance. It allows NATO and Kyiv to discuss issues of common interest and concern. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republicans are supposed to vote by secret ballot Wednesday after they heard pitches on Tuesday from prominent party members Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, who are vying for the powerful role of speaker under mounting pressure from a war in the Middle East and another looming government shutdown. Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Though lawmakers who attended Tuesday's closed-door candidates forum said it seemed neither Scalise, the current House Majority Leader, nor Jordan, chair of the Judiciary Committee, had a clear advantage. Without a leader in place after Kevin McCarthy was ousted in a revolt, the House is unable to act as pressure mounts with a war between Israel and Hamas and another government shutdown deadline approaches in mid-November. Scalise has the support of veteran and establishment Republicans, including party leaders, and said he would focus on unifying the GOP.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang. Analysts say Azerbaijan's capture of the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave from ethnic Armenians is the latest success of an alliance between Turkey and Azerbaijan. That alliance, observers say, is challenging Russia's grip as Moscow is distracted by its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Dorian Jones looks at the situation from Istanbul.
Azerbaijani forces capture the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh enclave from ethnic Armenians came after three decades of on-off conflict. Turkish training of Azerbaijani forces using Turkish-made drones proved decisive, as did Moscow's failure to intervene in support of its Armenian ally. A sign, some observers say, that Moscow is distracted by its war in Ukraine. The defeat of the Armenian-backed forces is a significant loss for Moscow. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged in a document now evidenced in his fraud trial the size of his Trump Tower penthouse was a lot less than he later claimed. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Evidence shown at Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial shows that he signed a 1994 document giving the true size of his Trump Tower penthouse at just under 11,000 square feet. It was listed later as 30,000 square feet on his financial statements that were given to banks, insurers, and others to make deals and secure loans. The evidence appeared in an email attachment shown during testimony from Alan Weisselberg, the former finance chief of Trump's company. The state attorney general's lawsuit alleges that Weisselberg engineered Trump's financial statements to meet his demands. Trump denies any wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.